Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I'd feel bad. Because those little things cannot happen. And yes, OG fouling up three. Look, for a long time as a basketball fan, I hated fouling up three. You can go on social media, you'll find a million of them. I hate fouling up three, I hate fouling up three, I hate fouling up three. And then the sport changed. So I changed. You have to foul up three. And OG Anunoby has to know, get your arms around him before he gets a shot off. Yes. Don't be afraid that he's going to get one off. And make the Celtics have to do something wacky to beat you. Those little things will cost you, and it cost them last night. You do those things smartly, you win.
Yeah, I think the other thing with Tibbs, you know, in that regard, is that he's not communicating those things. Right? It's funny because this came up in one of the NCAA tournament games. They were up two or three. They were up three, and the other team was inbounding. Just foul him.
Right.
Right? Don't give him a chance to take a half-court shot that might go in. Just foul him. Make him take two shots and then really have to get creative on the opposing inbound. If you miss or make, it doesn't matter. The same thing occurs in the NBA. If you're up three, foul the other team. Right? And so the challenge with coaching in real time is that you assume, and again, this comes back to trust, that your guys on the court, these guys that you are trusting, know what to do in those situations.
OG should know.
Of course he should know. But it never hurts to tell him again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I guess
it's like the defensive lineman who on fourth and inch, whatever it is, and they're getting dummied, stay on sides. Don't jump. Inevitably, one guy gets fooled by the hard count and jumps off sides. It's the same thing with this Knicks basketball team. And it's not faulting anybody. It's just you have to, as a coach, when you have a veteran team, put trust in those guys to do the right thing in the right moments. And sometimes they don't. And that's where the Knicks fell short last night. Again, you're right, Evan. It doesn't matter.
It's not.
The game doesn't mean that much.
It's not last night. It's not losing. It's in general. And I think I will speak to many Knicks fans who will agree with this statement. I don't trust Tom Thibodeau in a big spot. I don't trust Tom Thibodeau. And I'll get more specific. I don't trust Tom Thibodeau in a series in which he needs to out-coach the opposing head coach. And in a series against Boston, assuming there aren't catastrophic injuries, and by the way, there could be, Jaylen Brown's dealing with a bad knee right now. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that Jaylen Brown being compromised lowers the difference between the Knicks and the Celtics. I think Boston can still beat you, but there's no doubt it lowers the difference in talent between the Knicks and the Celtics. Kristaps Porzingis has been a walking injury his entire NBA career. So by the time we get to Knicks-Celtics, the face of this series can look very different. I'd be the first to acknowledge it. But ultimately, you're going to need to be perfect to beat the Celtics. Not once. Not keep it close where we can raise a banner and say we proved we can hang. No, beat them 4 out of 7. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. And to do that, in my opinion, you need Tom Thibodeau to outcoach Joe Mazzulla. And I look at Tom Thibodeau's playoff history, and I see 5 series in which they've been the underdog. You know, the team that's going on the road, mm-hmm. the team with the higher seed or lower seed, however you want to define it. And he's only won 2 of those series. One was against the gutless Brooklyn Nets led by Darren Williams and Brooke Lopez and Joe Johnson in 2013. Tron and I will agree. That doesn't even count.
No, that was a decade plus ago.
Exactly. That's example number 1, and none of us count it because that Net team was disgusting. The second example was actually Cleveland a couple of years ago, and I think we'd all agree that Cleveland was learning. Can Tom Thibodeau out-coach Joe Mazzulla? Can Tom Thibodeau lead the Knicks past an ultra-talented team like the Boston Celtics? If you're looking for signs on a Tuesday night regular season game, your answer last night was absolutely not. With that said, Tommy represents a lot of Knicks fans who want to raise a banner for last night and say, hey, we proved we can hang. What am I missing?
Well, you missed one other thing there that I will criticize, and that is, and it made the rounds, obviously, it was viral on social media, Karl-Anthony Towns cannot pass the ball in that spot at the end of the game. At the end of
You're not going to blame Mikal Bridges?
No. Well, how about Karl-Anthony Towns takes the ball to the basket instead of passing the ball in the corner to Bridges? And Cat played great. It was probably arguably his best game as a Knick. In that spot, be aggressive, take KP off the dribble, and get your shot off. And if not, then kick it to somebody open. Don't immediately catch it and then look to pass it.
Yeah, you can't pass it to Mikal Bridges. Right. You can't trust him to hold on to a basketball with 8 seconds to go.
I would foul up three for sure. I would have Hart on the floor, but maybe have him as the inbounder. I don't want him taking the last shot, not when you have those type of talent on the floor. But
yeah, what are you encouraged by? That's all I'm asking.
The challenge with Josh is you don't know if he wants to take the shot.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He just shouldn't be taking that shot.
He should be on the floor.
When you have Brunson, when you have Cat, when you have Bridges, when you have Ananobi, who's been playing out of his mind, he just shouldn't be catching the ball.
Or even if Deuce McBride is out there.
But even Deuce, when you have Jalen Brown and, you have Jalen Brunson.
No, I'm merely saying that I'd rather have him take that shot than Josh Hart should not have been on the floor in the final few seconds. But all that's proving is what I'm getting at. You're one of the many Knicks fans who said you felt encouraged by last night. What am I missing?
Yeah, what exactly are you encouraged by?
Because so far, all you've done is agree with me.
No, because I'm bringing up the fact that they didn't execute at the end of the game, but they hung with the Celtics. I don't care if Brown only played 22 minutes. That's nothing to me. How about when the Celtics blew us out and we didn't have players on the floor? So there hasn't really been one game all year where both sides have been fully healthy. So if you don't want to play a player or you're laying your sword down because he's got a bum knee, that's not my problem. Whoever's on the floor is on the floor. They stayed with him to the end of the game. They should have won the game. If they fouled up three, they likely would have won the game. So I take encouragement from that. In these last couple games against elite teams, I at least want to see them hang with them. I said that about the Cavs game. I'll say it about the upcoming Cavs game, and I'll say it about last night. They didn't get their doors blown off by the Celtics. They hung in the game, and if they had executed down the stretch in OT and at the end of the game, they would have won.
That was the most discouraging defense I've ever heard. I'm actually depressed for you. That's your defense? Well, we didn't get blown out.
Okay.
I mean, bro, the Celtics are going through the motions. They've got three games left in the season.
Now they're going through the motions.
They don't care. You think they cared about last night?
So if we get blown out by 50, what's the narrative, Teak? That the Knicks can't hang with them? They get blown out by
the league.
That's
been the narrative all year long. Has it not been?
Right.
Whether it's Cleveland, whether it's OKC, whether it's the Celtics, they get blown out. So one outlier to what you've seen all season long is now encouraging, I think, to Knicks fans. And I think because of what happened at the end of last season, where you played tight against the Celtics and you felt like, man, this Knicks team, if they just can find some health and get it all together, even if they don't have health, they're so gritty. And this team, by the way, doesn't feel as gritty as that team a year ago. But nonetheless, if they can get it figured out at the right time, then anybody can make a run. The challenge in basketball, though, is that that's not necessarily true. Right, it sounds good. You can say it in football. You can say it in NCAA basketball. You can't say it in the NBA. The best team, who is the deeper team, the better coach team, generally finds ways to come through, especially in five
and
seven
here's the
game
problem.
Series.
Here's the problem I'm running into. They're not as talented as Boston, and they're not as well coached. So I don't know. Like, hey, you never know. Things can change, obviously. Best of seven series. Maybe Porzingis is hurt. Things can change. Things are wild. Things are crazy. Maybe somebody gets upset. Who the hell knows? But I don't know, and you didn't answer it. Maybe you can find it at some point. You didn't answer why anything from last night would have changed how you felt about this.
Because
they kept the game close,
yes,
in the NBA?
That
encouraged
against
you?
Against a team that has blown them out all season long, and they were right there at the end, and if they executed, they would have won a game. How many people went into last night thinking the Celtics would sweep the Knicks in the playoffs now coming off that game? You can't feel that way.
Come on, bro.
What do you mean?
Is sad.
How is it sad?
What would have happened if the Knicks had won last night? Would you have been ecstatic? Would you have been like, what would have been the reaction?
They proved they can beat the Celtics. And if they got blown out by 50, I would have said it's sobering, this sucks, and they have not proven once this season that they can hang with any of the elite teams.
You use the word sobering. And again, last night's game, end of the day, what the hell does it really mean? I think last night was probably more sobering than the blowouts because you had them. You had them beat. And Jaylen Brown wasn't on the floor. And you had them beat. And you still didn't beat them. And there were all these little things we're talking about that contributed to that. So I would use your word sobering to describe last night more than any other
night.
But
it's a learning experience. No, I'm serious.
Are you a kindergarten teacher?
I'll tie it into Duke this year. Duke didn't play any close games. When they got a close game in Houston, they basically wet themselves. They had no idea what to do. The Knicks needed to play a close game against the Celtics to figure out how to beat them. Didn't happen last night. I could use that as the mulligan, so when it happens in the playoffs and they get in a tight game, they'll foul up three. They'll execute better. Cat could take the ball aggressively.
Right now.
Learn how to beat them. Sometimes you have to get this close,
okay,
and then you learn how to win.
Right now, on April 9th at 2:16 p.m., you're done with the Celtics. You've played your regular seasons against them. We're entering the postseason in 2 short weeks. I can't wait. We're all very, very excited to it finally start. Actually, less than 2 weeks. It's a week and a half. It's going to start over next weekend.
Right.
If the Knicks and Celtics are lucky enough to face each other in an Eastern Conference semifinals, right now on April 9th, Tommy Lugauer, how will that series go?
Celtics in six.
Okay, Celtics in six. Okay, thank you very much. We'll come back and get to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Plus, I thought it was really interesting to hear what the Celtics had to say after last night's close victory over the New York Knicks. We'll get to that. We got a lot of football to get to. We'll keep you posted on the Mets and the Yankees. We'll recap their games as soon as they're done. So a very, very busy afternoon with the newly crowned 50-year-old back in the building, Tiki Barber, on another new edition of Evan and Tiki. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.